谢主恩典
啊，带领住我们大家能够在安息日一起来学习道理，来敬拜神，领受神的祝福。
Thank God for His grace that we are able to come on the Sabbath to learn His teachings, and to receive His blessings.
啊，今天早上跟我们大家一起来学习敬虔加上主旨，啊，就是大力。
This morning we would like to learn the topic of godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们来看提摩太前书六章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章三节到八节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 to 8.
六章三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，以那合乎敬虔的道理，第四节。
Verse 4.
他是至高至大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。第五节。
Verse 5.
并那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的争见，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。第六节。
Verse 6.
然而敬虔加上诸主的心便是大力了。第七节。
Verse 7.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能够带什么去。第八节。
Verse 8.
只要有衣有食就当知足了。我们常常听人家说某一个人非常的虔诚。
We often hear people say that someone is devout or godly.
啊，或者是我们从小的时候来到教会啊，啊，在宗教教育上课的时候，老师对我们讲，我们拜神要虔诚。
Or perhaps we hear from our RE teachers when we're young that when we worship God, we must be devout.
啊，所以来到神的殿要谨慎我们的脚步。
And that when we come before the temple of God, we must examine our footsteps.
我们在祭位要守住序。
And that we must be orderly in service.
我们行为要庄重。
And that we must be wary of our actions.
所以常常啊，都要求说我们拜神的人呢，啊，要有一种虔诚的态度。
And that those who worship God, must have a, reverent heart.
那保罗也劝勉我们说啊，我们要操练敬虔。
Now Paul says that we must practice being godly.
他说，因为这个比操练身体啊还要重要。
Because this surpasses the importance of training one's body.
啊，到底什么叫做敬虔
？So what does it mean to be godly？
啊，敬虔是什么意思
？And what does it mean？
我们对一个人或对一个事物啊，啊，从内心里面啊，产生那种崇敬的心理。
We oftentimes may have a reverent attitude towards a person or a thing.
啊，并且对这个我们所崇敬的这个对象啊，很自然从我们的内心啊，产生一种啊。敬畏而觉得说我们有义务、啊、去做一些什么事情
And this thing that we revere towards it we feel a certain respect and that we should do something about it、
啊、这就是一种虔敬的态度
Now this is a reverent attitude
有所书里面说、啊、我们既然蒙受神的恩
In Ephesians, it says that since we have received God's grace,
所以我们行事为人要跟所得到的恩典相称
so that the actions that we perform must be equivalent to the grace we have received.
腓立比书里面说啊，我们彼此不要争论。
In Philippians, it says that we must not quarrel among one another.
而且要追求啊，达到没有瑕疵。
But rather, we must pursue all perfection.
好像明光一样、啊、那个照耀这个世界。
Just like the light which shines upon this world.
借着这样, 把我们所领受的生命之道, 把它表现出来。
So that we can demonstrate the truth that we have in us.
耶利米书里面说啊, 我们蒙显照, 啊, 成为神的儿女。
In 1 John, it says that we should reflect the image of God so that we may be sons of God.
因为我们将来要面对面见到神。
Because we'll one day see God face to face.
既然我们有这样的盼望啊, 我们就要追求圣洁的生活。
And because we have this hope, we must pursue a life of holiness.
所以, 这个敬虔啊, 就是对我们崇拜的对象, 啊, 产生一种敬畏, 啊, 为着要满足我们所敬畏的神。
And so this godliness means to have God before us as a reverent object, and we must show such actions towards
him. 所以这个敬虔呢, 包括两方面, 一个是, 啊, 尊敬我们所崇拜的对象。
So godliness has two aspects. The first aspect is we must revere the object of our reverence.
啊, 因为敬畏他, 所以我们自己, 会自觉有一种义务啊, 来接近他, 做一些事情讨他的喜悦。
And because we have a certain reverence toward him, we feel we have a mission in order to draw close to him and to please him.
啊, 这就是敬虔。
And this is reverence.
所以这个敬虔有一个对象。
Because reverence has a target.
我们看提摩太前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
16节。
Verse 16.
提摩太前书3章16节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
若大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见。 被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。保罗这里直接把这个我们敬虔的对象啊，就是主道主耶稣基督。Here
Paul mentions that the object of our reverence is specified as Jesus Christ.
因为他是人类的救赎主。
Because he is the Lord of salvation of mankind.
所以我们为着要敬畏他, 啊, 所以有一种虔诚的态度, 啊, 来面对他所为我们完成的救赎的工作。
So we must be reverent towards Jesus Christ who brings salvation to us.
啊, 说这个敬虔的奥秘啊, 是神在万古以前啊, 啊, 就已经预定好了。And
it says that the mystery of reverence has already been established since the days of old.
神的这个救赎计划在历代以来是隐藏的。
And that God's salvation has been hidden since the olden times.
但是日子满足了以后啊, 他就把它显露出来。
But once salvation is fulfilled, then it shall be revealed.
所以耶稣在2000年前啊, 来到世界。
And so Jesus came 2,000 years ago to mankind.
那一开始就说啊, 神都日期满足了，神都国近了。
He said that the kingdom of God is at hand.
所以到处传福音说你们要悔改来接受这个福音。So
he preached everywhere saying that people must receive this salvation and repent.
这就是历代以来啊, 神所隐藏啊, 敬虔的奥秘。
And so this is the mystery that has been hidden over the ages.
就是借着耶稣基督要来拯救我们全人类。
Which is that Jesus Christ is come to save mankind.
那说在人来看啊, 把它当作一种愚拙的道理。
From the perspective of man, this seems like foolishness.
但是对我们相信的人啊, 我们知道这就是神的大能力。
But to us who believe, we know that it is a great power of God.
他说这个福音的奥秘啊, 是神主动啊, 啊, 把他的福气要是给我们。
So the truth of this gospel is that God is proactively gives us his grace.
啊, 我们 蒙恩的人啊，都是被邀请啊，啊来领受这个福音。
And those who have received His grace have been invited to also receive His salvation.
啊，那是每一个蒙恩的人啊，啊都要努力追求啊，啊达到神所喜悦的境界。
And those who receive His grace must strive to reach the reach His standards.
所以我们为着敬畏神啊，我们很注决的。了解我们该尽的本分跟义务。
So in order to revere God, we must realize the mission that's been given to us.
所以追求啊，以敬虔的态度啊，这是我们的本分啊，来让神喜悦。
And so it is our responsibility to pursue this reverent heart.
我们看提摩太前书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们从第七节看。
Let us begin looking at verse 7.
提摩太前书四章第七节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
说主是要去解那世俗的言理和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。第八节。
Verse 8.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处。因为有今生跟来世的应许。好，那这里勉励提摩太说啊，要在一些道理上啊啊能够了解啊，而且能够啊劝勉别人。
Here Paul encourages Timothy that he must understand some truth and to teach people.
啊，要拒绝一些啊无谓的辩论啊，一些虚渺的话。
And to reject profane and old wise fables.
说要在这个敬虔上啊，不断的操练自己。
So that he can exercise himself towards godliness.
所以我们知道这个敬虔啊，不只是一种口头上啊啊形式上，而是要在实质上有它的表现出来。
So we see that godliness is not something which we merely say, but which we must perform in action.
所以耶稣说啊，有的人只是称呼主啊主啊，但是神的旨意他却不顺。
So Jesus said that some people they only call out Lord Lord, but they do not obey His commandments.
啊，这不是真正的敬虔的表现。
This is not true godliness.
所以他们虽然呢 嘴巴在敬畏神，但是他们把人的遗传当作道理在教训人。
But even though they worship with their mouths, yet what they preach is the gospel of man.
啊，说这样啊，拜神也是枉然的。
And this type of worship is useless.
因为有敬虔的形式，但是没有敬虔的实质。
Because they have the form of godliness, but not the nature.
啊，所以这个敬虔啊，要不断的操练。
And godliness must be exercised.
啊，让我们灵性不断的一直提升。
To allow our spirituality to grow.
啊，来拉近我们人跟神之间的关系。
So that the relationship between man and God can be made closer.
保罗在这里用这个操练身体啊做比喻。
Here Paul uses the exercise of the body as an analogy.
我们为着让身体健康啊，所以我们要不断的操练我们身体。
Because we wish to make our bodies healthy, we must therefore exercise and train it.
好像那个运动员，他为着要在竞赛当中啊，能够得到名次，所以他也要不断的一直锻炼自己。
Just like an athlete who wishes to receive the crown must train himself constantly.
啊，虽然这个锻炼啊，有时候很辛苦。
Sometimes this training can be quite arduous.
但是他为着有一个目标啊，他可以忍受这样的苦。
But because he has a goal, so he can withstand this kind of suffering.
那所以我们在灵性上的操练也是一样。
And so it is with our spiritual training.
所以保罗说啊，我常常啊能够攻克己身。
And so Paul says, I oftentimes beat my own body.
所以他说啊，我奔跑不是没有定向的，我跺拳啊不是打空气的。
and that I run not without a goal, and I do not beat the air in
在灵性的追求上，他有一定的目标，有一定的方法。
That is, in his spirituality, he has a direction and he has a method.
好像那个竞赛啊，运动啊，他都有一定的规则。
Just as in a race, there are rules.
他说啊，这个一般的运动竞赛是得到那个不朽坏的冠冕。
But this is a type of race where you receive a victory award that
is not deteriorating. 但是我们敬虔上的操练啊，是要得到那个不朽坏的冠冕。
And that our spiritual race is one where the prize is one that does not deteriorate.
所以他说啊，操练身体益处少。
So he said that bodily training is of little profit.
啊，那操练敬虔啊，凡事都有益。
But that training in godliness is profitable to all.
啊，能够有让我们有今生跟来世的应许。
So that we may receive the promise of this life and the life to come.
所以敬虔上的操练可以带给我们今生跟来世双重的福分。
And so godliness can bring us gain in this life and the next.
因为我们在常常操练自己啊，我们会跟神啊很亲近，常常有神跟我们同在。
And if we train ourselves constantly, then we can have God constantly with us.
啊，出入得到平安啊，能够蒙神的眷顾。
When we go out during the day, we will receive His peace and His protection.
我们的祷告啊，随时能够蒙神的垂听。
And our prayers will be heard by God.
啊，神会高举我们啊，让我们得到尊贵荣耀。
And God will raise us up and give us honor and glory.
我们看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm chapter 34.
我们看十五节
，verse 15。
我们从十二节开始看。
Let us begin reading at verse 12。
十一节。
verse 11。
34章的11节。
Psalm chapter 34, verse 11。
说众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。12节。
verse 12。
有什么人喜好存活爱慕长寿得享美福13节
Verse 13。
他就要禁止舌头不出恶言嘴唇、不说诡诈的话14节
Verse 14。
要离恶行善寻求和睦一心追赶15节
Verse 15。
说神的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求。16节。
Verse 16。
神向行恶的人变脸，要从世上除灭他们的名号。17节。
Verse 17。
义人呼求，神听见便救他们脱离一切的患难。18节。
Verse 18。
神靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。19节。
Verse 19。
一人都有苦难，但神救他脱离这一切。大卫王说啊，他要把敬畏神的道理来指示给我们。
King David has said that he will give the key to being godly to us.
说我们如果要在我们的生活当中能够有一个美满的生活。
Saying that we must fear the Lord in order to live a beautiful life.
能够得到长寿，能够得享美福。
In order to receive long life and many blessings.
就是要追求敬虔的生活。
We must pursue a life full of fear of the Lord.
他说你要离开恶事积极的行善。
Saying that we must depart from evil and pursue righteousness.
因为神在天上监察地面上的万人。
Because God from the heavens can see everyone on earth.
行恶的人神就向他们变脸色。
And he will turn his face away from those who do evil.
阿兰是一个行义的义人啊, 一个敬畏神的人啊, 神就特别看顾。
But those who do righteousness, God will look after.
虽然他们有时候也会遇到一些患难,
even though sometimes they will encounter trial and tribulation.
神会把他们从这个患难当中啊, 拯救出来。
But God will save them from tribulation.
说当然他们遇到困难的时候, 他们一呼求,
and when they encounter tribulation, they can cry out to the Lord.
神在天上, 听见了, 就马上来搭救他们,
and the Lord who hears from heaven can come and save them.
所以我们要追求这个敬虔啊, 可以带给我们今生啊, 很多很多的好处。
And so we must pursue godliness as it will bring us many good things in life.
而且有来世的应许。
And there is also the promise of the life to come.
所以主不只是把我们从这个患难当中啊, 凶恶当中拯救出来。
Not only will he save us from the savageness of this age,
也要救我们进到那个永恒的天国。
But he will also save us into the eternal heaven.
说这个地球啊, 这个宇宙啊, 啊, 有一个开始, 将来有结束的一天。
This world and this universe has a beginning and an end.
啊, 最后啊, 会被那个烈火把它融化, 整个就消失掉了。
But will be destroyed by fire.
那是敬畏神的义人啊, 神就带他们进到一个新天新地里面。
Those who are righteous will be brought by the Lord into a new age and a new place.
那是一个永远不震动的国度。
A kingdom which cannot be shaken.
所以唯有敬畏神的义人啊, 啊, 才能够进到那个境界。
And only those people who fear the Lord can enter into that place.
所以敬畏神的人啊, 将来能够蒙神拯救, 能够享受那个末世的救恩。
And so only those who fear the Lord can go into the heavenly rest.
还能够承受那个极重无比啊, 永远的荣耀。
And can receive the eternal uncomparable glory.
所以保罗说啊, 操练身体啊, 益处还少。
And so Paul says that physical training is of little use.
但是操练敬虔啊, 凡事都有益处。
But godliness is of great gain.
啊, 带给我们今生跟来世啊, 双重的福分。
Which can bring us blessings with this life and the next.
啊,我们怎样来操练这个敬虔?
So how do we train up this godliness?
我们谈三项哦, 我们要操练的目标。
So let us talk about three points in which we must train.
第一个就是顺服真道的,顺服真理的操练。
The first is that we must be submissive to the truth.
我们刚回来提摩太前书第六章。
Let us return to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章第三节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3.
提摩太前书六章三节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3.
说作有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语，与那合乎敬虔的道理。第四节。Verse
4.
他是至高至大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞。 从主就生出极度纷争，毁谤妄疑，第五节。Verse
5.
并那坏了心术，失上真理之人的争见，所以他们与敬虔做得力的门路。这里讲到说啊，有些人传律教，而不顺服神的真理啊，这个不是虔诚的表现。
Here it talks about men who teach contrary to the teachings of Christ, and this is not godliness.
所以主耶稣说啊, 你们称呼主啊, 为什么主的教训啊, 啊你们不听从呢?
They call out, Lord, Lord, but why do they not listen to the words of the Lord?
所以对神的道啊, 要完全的顺服, 这才是一种虔诚的表现。
So only by being completely submissive to the words of God can this become an action of godliness.
因为你越过了基督的教训了, 你就看不到神了。
Because if you dismiss the teachings of God, then you cannot see him.
所以说啊, 一个敬虔的人要服从主耶稣基督纯正的话语。
Therefore, someone who wishes to be godly must obey the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
以那合乎啊敬虔的道理。
To the wholesome words, even the even the words of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以对主耶稣的话语啊，圣经的教训啊，要非常的忠实啊，啊能够认识以后还要完全的接受啊，照着去遵行。
So we must be faithful and we must carry out the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
说他说什么啊，你就做什么。
Whatever he has said, you must do.
好像吕底亚啊，因为他有虔诚的心，所以神就开导他的心。
Just as Lydia, because she had a godly heart, therefore God opened up her
heart. 让她能够留意听保罗所讲的道理。
So that she accepted the words that Paul was speaking.
啊，她明白了以后，她就带着全家人呐，啊，就信主了。
And after understanding the words, she was able to bring her whole family to Christ.
信主了以后啊，啊，她就那个虔诚的态度就表现出来了。
So after believing, her actions demonstrated her godliness.
啊，把她的家就奉献出来，成为当时啊聚会的地点。
And she offered up her home to become a place of worship.
她对保罗说啊，你们如果认为我是真信主的人。
She said to Paul, if you think that I'm a true believer,
啊，那你们就住在我家，接受我的接待。
Then you should come live at my home and accept my offering.
因为道理有真正的进到内心里面。
Because the truth has truly entered into her heart.
啊，所以在他的生活当中啊，啊就表现出来。
Therefore, it was manifest in her life.
我都转到这个比利亚的地方啊。
And when the truth was preached to Philippians.
路加说啊，那个地方的人啊，很聪明。
Luke said that the people of that place were very
smart. 因为他们听到了这个道理以后啊，就天天查好圣经。
Because every day they would study the word of God.
啊，用圣经来对照，要了解这个道对与不对。
And they would try to, from the words of God, try to analyze whether something was true.
后来他们明白了，哇，这个不是人的道，这是神的道。
And they understood that it was not the teachings of man, but God.
所以就欢喜领受啊，啊，就把神的道就行出来了。
And so they repented and acted out on the words of God.
所以真正的虔诚人啊，是为顺服啊基督纯正的道理。
Therefore, those who are godly will carry out the words of God.
而且把那个合乎敬虔的真理啊，啊，就把它实现在生活当中。
And they will carry out the actions in accord with the words of God in their lives.
所以有些人啊，他们自高自大，非常的狂妄啊，自以为是。
And yet there are some people who are proud.
他说对这个真道不接受，而且啊，一族的穷辩论。
And who do not accept the teachings of Christ.
所以因为啊，他们疑心不信，啊，所以就产生很多的嫉妒、纷争、毁谤的事情。
And because they doubt, it results in many quarrels and divisions.
啊，另外一个，他们那个良心啊，失掉了，啊，所以他们就不接受这个真理。
And because their conscience is torn, they do not accept the gospel.
啊，这就是啊，那个不敬虔的啊，传异教的人呐，啊的一种态度。
This is the attitude of someone who does not accept the truth and preaches heresy.
我前几天呢，啊，因为有一个传道者把一个录音带啊送给我。
A few days ago, a fellow pastor gave an audio tape to me.
啊，因为那是我们在这一次世界代表大会啊，有一个啊真理的传承的讨论。
It was regarding this time's world conference for TJC.
啊，所以那个传道者他收集了很多资料。
And so that pastor had amassed a lot of information.
啊，其中有一个录音带啊，是在波士顿有一个华人教会的牧师啊他的讲道。
One of the tapes was regarding a pastor from a Boston area.
他的题目是异端或者是极端呢？
And his topic was to be different or to be heretical.
那这我一听啊，他一开头就是说，我们来谈谈真耶稣教会。
And so the beginning of that pastor's message was, let's talk about TJC.
啊，到底真耶稣教会是极端或者是异端？
Is True Jesus Church heretical or is it merely different?
那我听了一个多小时啊，录音带，他从头到尾没有翻一节圣经。
After listening for about an hour, I realized that he did not turn to the Bible once.
啊，把我们教会的一些道理，我们所主张的一些道理啊，用他的感觉啊，啊，在批判。
But rather judged the doctrines of our church based on his feelings.
他说啊，如果看到我们教会所强调的五大教义。
He says if we examine the five basic doctrines.
因为跟一般的教会主张都不一样。
Because they are different from the mainstream Christianity.
啊，为什么洗礼还要到河里面去？
Why is it, for example, that we
还要大水洗？
Go into living water.
啊，为什么不守星期日，偏偏要守星期六
？And why must we observe Sabbath on Saturday？
啊，为什么一直强调受圣灵一定要说方言
？And why is it that we must speak in tongues when we receive the Holy Spirit？
所以他认为啊，我们跟人家不一样，我们很极端。
So he thought we were an extremist organization because we were very different.
啊，他说我们不相信三位一体，所以他说我们是异端。
And also, he mentioned we did not believe in Trinity, so we were extremists.
因为三位一体是一般教会啊啊他们的啊讲法。
Because Trinity is most often accepted in most churches.
啊，但是其实我们所相信的都是在圣经里面的真理呀。
Actually, what we believe is all based in the Bible.
因为洗礼有赦罪的功效。
Because water baptism has the ability to redeem from sin.
所以要效法主耶稣跟使徒啊，他们是在流动的活水里面啊，啊是全身的浸礼。
And so we had to imitate Christ and enter the water with full body immersion.
使徒时代啊，他们得圣灵一定要说方言。
Those in the apostolic church must have spoken in tongue to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this was the promise of God.
而且啊，要守安息日，就是使徒跟主耶稣啊，他们就是这样的规矩。
And to observe the Sabbath, this was a rule given by God to the disciples.
所以我们所相信、所接受的，真的是很纯正圣经里面的真理。
So what we believe is pure and simple truth from the Bible.
所以保罗说啊，我们要靠着信心还有良心啊，把神的道牢牢的守住。
So we must rely on our faith and conscience to hold fast to the teachings.
啊，因为末世的时候有很多人呢、啊，产生很多很多啊不一样的一些道理。
Because in the end days there will be many teachings being preached.
人厌烦啊，纯正的真理。
People will grow weary of the truth.
所以说，增加了很多的失误啊，啊，因为是按照自己的情意来的。
And there will be many teachers who teach out of their own passions.
但是我们一定要谨守圣经里面的真理啊，啊，忍受苦难啊，来做传道的功夫。
And so we must hold fast to the teachings of the Bible and preach with much suffering.
所以保罗说，我们要把这个神的道啊。啊，要把它传得全备，啊，才能把人啊完完全全的啊带到神的面前。
And so we must preach the whole gospel in order to bring our Lord before people.
所以我们对神的道，我们一定要查考清楚。
And so we must be clear when studying the truth.
啊，把它存在我们的心中，行在我们的生活当中。
And let it dwell in our lives and be apparent in our actions.
所以真正的虔诚啊是。在神的道理上啊，啊那个去操练啊，去顺。
And so true godliness is that which can be exercised in our lives.
啊，第二个方面呢、啊，就是生活行为上的敬虔。
And the next point is godliness in our daily life.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Jude.
James.
Oh, James. Chapter
雅各书啊，一章二十六节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 26.
雅各书一章二十六节。
James chapter 1 verse 26.
说若有人自己以为虔诚， 啊，却不勒住自己的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这个人的虔诚是虚的。27节
Verse 27。
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且要保守自己啊，不沾染素食。雅各在这里讲到说啊，真正的虔诚啊，会在他的生活行为上啊表现出来。
Here James says that true godliness will be manifest in one's life.
第一个就是能够节制自己的言语。
The first thing that would happen is one would bridle one's tongue.
第二个就是有充足的爱心啊，啊会去看顾那个患难当中的人。
And the second criteria is that one will have love to visit those in trouble.
第三个就是保守圣洁的生活啊，啊不沾染俗世。
And the last one is to keep oneself pure and unspotted from the world.
这是敬虔的人啊的生活上的表现。
These are the actions of someone who is godly.
我们知道这个神的话语啊，句句都是炼净的。神的话语啊是非常圣洁完全的。
God's words are very complete and holy.
所以圣经里面说，神的话语啊炼净过七次。神的话也锻炼过七次。
And so God's words has been trained 7 times.
所以神的话也句句都带着能力。
And so his words bring power.
而且他的话也是安定在天呐、啊，直到永远。
And his words are written in the heavens until forever.
神的话也是带着能力的。
God's words bring power.
所以圣经里面说、啊、神就借着他的话啊来创造天地。
And so God has said through his word he has created the heavens.
他说有就有，命立就立。
What he has said has become true.
我们人的话语啊有时候不完全。
Sometimes words of man is not complete.
因为我们内心充满的啊在我们的话语啊啊就讲出来。
Because whatever we speak from our heart.
所以主耶稣说啊，将来审判的时候，神要按照我们讲的话来判断你是义人，或者是恶人。
And so therefore God says that he will judge us by the words of our mouth.
所以一个敬虔的人啊，应当会在话语上啊谨慎啊操练自己。
And the ones who are righteous will bridle their tongues.
啊，好像那个天使啊，啊因为他是一个啊服侍神的使者啊，他有尊贵的身份。
And because angels are an ambassador for God, they have a position of sorts.
犹大书里面说啊，天使跟魔鬼在争摩西的尸体。
And Jude says that the angels are fighting over the body of Moses.
但是啊，他不用那个不好的话去毁谤魔鬼。
Yet they do not curse the Satan.
他只是讲说主会责备你。
They only say God rebuke you.
啊，不是说天使啊不会讲这些毁谤的话。
It is not that they cannot curse someone.
而是说啊，这个天使因为他知道自己的身份很尊贵很荣耀。
But rather because they know that they hold an important position.
所以他讲的话要代表他的身份。
Therefore, the words that they speak must be equal to
the position. 他不会讲那个不合乎他身份的话语。
They will not speak words that are not worthy of their position.
所以说我们一个基督徒也要在话语上来操练。
And so us as Christians must train ourselves in our speech.
啊，这样讲一些啊，造就人的话啊，这样才合乎啊圣徒的体统。
And so we must only speak edifying words so that we can live up to the standards of the apostolic church.
所以在以弗所书里面说，那些污秽的话一句都不能够出口。
And that we must not speak even one dirty word.
雅各书里面说啊，我们不要一方面啊，一个嘴巴里面啊啊讲两种话。
James says that we must not speak two things out of the same mouth.
一方面啊要赞美神，一方面又去做主人。
That is, on one hand, we cannot praise God, and the other hand, curse men.
他说那个水啊，同一股水泉啊，煮出一种水。
And out of the same spring should only come one type of water.
它不会出甜水又出苦的水。
There should not spring forth bitter and sweet water.
所以我们的嘴巴也不要一方面想要赞美神，一方面又咒诅那个神所造的人。
And so we should not, at the same time as we praise God, also curse men.
这样就不合乎圣徒的体统。
This will not be in accord with the ways of the saints.
所以在言语上操练自己。
And so we must train ourselves up in speech.
所以我们如果在话语上没有过失，我们就可以算是完全的人了。
And if we are perfect in speech, then we can become perfect indeed.
再来第二个就是爱心的操练。
The second thing is training ourselves up in love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我们既然领受了神的爱，所以我们也要彼此相爱。
Because we've received God's love, we must love one another.
因为爱是门徒的一个记号。
Because love is a sign of being a disciple.
所以我们爱我们自己，爱我们的家人。
And so we love one another, we love our families.
然后把这个爱心慢慢的扩大，爱众人，甚至爱我们的仇敌。
And this love must spread to our neighbors and even our enemies.
一个在这里讲到说，一个圣洁没有玷污的虔诚，是会看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Here James said that those who are religious should visit the orphans and widows.
我们在律法里面看到神的爱，来照顾那些咒诅，聚集的啦，贫穷的啦，孤儿寡妇啦。
In the Old Testament law, we can see that God has commanded that the people visit the orphans and take care of those in trouble.
所以一个虔诚的人会体会耶稣基督的心肠。
And so those who are godly must be able to recognize the heart of God.
我们看诗篇的68篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 68.
诗篇68篇。
Psalm chapter 68.
第五节。
Verse
5. 68篇第五节。
Chapter 68, verse 5.
说神在他的圣所做孤儿的父亲，做寡妇的伸冤者。第六节。
Verse
6. 神叫孤独的有家，使被囚的出来享福，并有悖逆的住在干燥之地。这想到神能够看顾那些孤儿寡妇，贫穷困苦人。
Here records that God looks after the widows and fatherless.
所以我们也要体会主耶稣的心肠，能够发挥爱心。 不可以去欺负，苦待那些困苦可怜的。
And so here it tells us that we must feel Jesus' heart and not oppress the weak and the fatherless.
我们从那个旧约的律法里面，可以看到神非常伟大的爱。
From the Old Testament laws, we can see how great God's love is.
比如说，他们在收割的时候，叫他们说：“你那个禾捆拿起来以后，那个禾穗掉下来，你不可以再捡。”
It says that when you're reaping the bundles of wheat during harvest, you cannot pick the grain that falls to the ground.
你在收割的时候，那个田角都要留下来。
And that when you are reaping, you must leave whatever remains.
所以要给那些贫穷人，给那些孤儿寡妇。
In order to give to the fatherless and the widows.
所以你这样做的话，神就祝福给你。
And if you do accordingly, then God will bless you.
因为你怜悯穷人，所以你就是这给神，神会报答你的。
Because by being merciful to the weak and the fatherless, you are giving to God, and God will bless you.
对那些贫穷的兄弟，你借钱给他，你不可以向他取利。
And that if you give to poor brethren, then you should not have an interest on it.
有的先生离世了，成为寡妇。
Some have become widows.
住近的亲属就要来照顾他。
So it is that their closest of kin must take care of them.
这就是看到神对人类的爱。
And from this we can see God's love to mankind.
所以他说一个真正虔诚的人，就会去照顾这些患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And so someone who is truly godly will look after these widows and fatherless.
不只是不苦待他们，而且在暗中来帮助他们。
not merely just not oppressing them, but also helping them in the secret.
所以说这个爱心啊, 要有真实的行动啊, 而不是光在嘴巴里面。
And so love must manifest itself in action and must not be spoken merely.
所以主耶稣特别讲到那个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And so Jesus talks about the parable of the Good Samaritan.
一个人啊, 要到耶利哥啊, 被毁徒打得半死。
Someone on his way to Jericho was beaten half to death.
祭司跟利未人啊, 从那边经过以后就赶快走掉了。
The priest and the rabbi walked quickly past this person.
唯有一个犹太人所看不起的撒玛利亚人。
Only a Jew who came was able to look upon him.
我们看到他身上常常都随时准备一些行善的工具。
We can see that the Samaritan always carries about with him the tools of righteousness.
所以看到这个受伤的人啊, 他就用油抹他来帮助他。
And he used his oil to help this person.
然后把他带到客店的地方啊, 再照顾他。
And took him to an inn to be taken care of.
这就是告诉我们啊, 我们怎样啊, 积极的行动啊, 来行善。
This tells us how we must be proactive in doing good in order to be a godly person.
所以真言里面说, 你所里有行善的力量, 你发现有那个要接受善行的人啊, 你要马上去做。
It tells us in Proverbs, if we have the power to do good, then we must do it right away.
所以行善不要灰心啊, 到了时候啊, 就能够有收成。
And if you do not grow weary of doing good, then you will receive the reward.
所以我们不要像那个法利赛人啊, 穿着长衣啊, 带了很多的荆棘。
So we must not be adorned like the Pharisees.
表现好像很虔诚的样子。
Who merely have the appearance of being godly.
但是他们却暗中啊, 侵吞寡妇的家产。
But who in secret go and oppress the widows and fatherless.
所以主耶稣说他们是假冒伪善的人。
And so Jesus calls them hypocrites.
形式上好像很虔诚, 但是内心啊, 一点怜悯的心都没有。
Which is that in their actions, they look very godly, but in their hearts, they do not have any mercy.
另外一个行为啊, 就是保守圣洁啊, 不沾染俗世。
And the last aspect is that we must keep our purity.
这个俗世就是主着世界上不良的一些风俗啦、迷信啦。
Now, to keep ourselves from the impurity of the world means we must not follow some of the
或者是罪恶的风气啦，或者是世界上一些不合道理的一些潮流。
That is, we must not follow the evil trends in this world. We know that we live in an immoral world today.
但是我们是神的儿女, 所以要用圣洁尊贵锁住我们的身体。
But we must, in order to be children of God, we must hold ourselves fast to holiness.
不要跟世俗做朋友。
And not befriend the world.
因为你跟世俗做朋友啊, 就是跟神为敌啊。
Because if we befriend the world, then we are enemies towards God.
所以圣经里面说啊, 我们要像那个鱼一样啊, 有刺有鳞的鱼。
And that is, we must be like fish who have the scales.
虽然那个潮水一直流下来, 但是它不会被冲湿啊, 它还是往上游一直冲上去。
Who in the stream, even though he's going against the current, is able to swim.
虽然在那个污秽的水中啊, 但是他有鳞啊, 保护他, 不会受污染。
Who is able to keep clean in dirty water because of his scales.
虽然在一个罪恶的世代当中啊, 我们能够分别为圣啊, 过一种圣洁的生活。
And like such, we must be able to be discerning in this wicked age.
好像但以理啊, 他立志啊, 保守圣洁啊, 不玷污自己。
Just like Daniel, who committed himself to not defile himself.
所以神就给他一个健壮的身体啊, 又让他高升啊。
And so God gave him a strong and tall physique.
让他的智慧说胜过别人啊, 10倍以上。
And gave him wisdom that surpassed other men by 10 times.
而且能够在巴比伦波斯王朝啊, 能够 非常长久的岁月啊, 在那边啊, 胡适王。
And so he was able to serve long under the rule of the Babylonians during the Persian Empire.
啊，所以真实的虔诚啊，啊，应该在这个生活行为上啊，啊，有一些实质上的表现。
And so true godliness must show itself in our actions in our day-to-day life.
啊，另外这个虔诚的操练呢、啊，就是要有节制欲望的虔诚。
And the other thing is that for to be godly, we must have this hope.
我们要节制我们的欲望哦，我们的。我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let us take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
从第五节的下半句。
After verse 5.
六章五节的下半句。
The second half of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5.
让他们以敬虔做得力的门路。第六节
，verse 6。
然而敬虔加上诸主的先，便是大力了。第七节
，verse 7。
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能够带什么去。第八节
，verse 8。
主要有衣有食啊，啊，就当知足啊。我们知道这里讲到说，有的人用敬虔呐、啊，这得力的门路。
From here, we can see that some people see godliness as a means of gain.
我们参加一个活动，一个组织也好了。
Whether it be some kind of activity or a club we join.
我们一般呢、啊，大概都是希望说、啊，从这个活动当中啊，啊，怎样得到一点益处。
Typically speaking, we hope to gain something from this activity.
啊。这大概是一般人的一种想法呢。
This is perhaps the thinking of the common person.
啊，当然有的人呢、啊，他来信主啊，进到这个教会里面，有的也是想要得到一点利益。
And so some people who, after believing, wish to make a profit.
啊，但是问题是啊，我们所追求的益处啊，而不是追求这个物质上或者是今生短暂的好处。
But the problem lies in that the rewards we seek are not the temporary ones of this
world. 我们所追求的是一个属灵上啊啊永生的这一种好处。
But rather we seek the rewards, of the eternal nature.
啊，但是有的人呢、啊，啊，在宗教信仰上啊，他是为着得到那个现实的物质上的利益。
But there are some people who, have their religion in order to receive worldly profit.
从我们看到说，有的人好到庙宇里面呢、啊，他所求的都是今生的一些益处。
And so we see some people in Buddhist temples are only praying to receive worldly profit.
啊，当然，有的人呢、啊，觉得说，哇，这个人呢、啊，很啊。愿意到那个庙宇里面去拜拜啊，所以有的人呢、啊、就用那个庙宇啊啊当成他得到财富的一种工具。
And then there are some people who, in order to receive profit, create Buddhist temples so that people can come pray.
所以你看，在东方的社会里面呢、啊，大大小小的庙宇一大堆啊。
And so you can see, because of this, in Eastern cultures, there are many different types of temples.
所以有的人说啊，那个庙宇啊，有时候变成庙殿呢。
And so oftentimes people say that the Buddhist temple has become a Buddhist store.
因为那个变成一种啊赚钱的一种工具。
Because it becomes a tool to be used for profit.
当然，在这个基督教界也有啊，有的人呢、啊、以敬虔做得力的门路。
And this phenomenon similarly has happened in Christianity as well.
啊，有的牧师啊啊，就是啊，为着得到财富，想尽各样的办法。
Some pastors, in order to receive profit, have came up with all sorts of schemes.
啊，但是我们知道这是错误的。
But we know that this is wrong.
我在中部的时候啊啊，有一个姐妹，她在那个旅行社工作。
When I was in the Midwest, I saw a sister who worked for a travel agency.
啊，她带着她一个客人呐、啊，到我们教会来。
Now she brought one of her customers to church.
啊，那个客人呐、啊，后来对她讲。
Now this client then told her.
啊，她说啊，你如果要做生意的话，我看你要换个教会。
The client told her, if you really want to do business, you need to switch to a different church. Because the client thought you couldn't do business in TJC.
但是如果真正要相信神的话,
but if you truly wanted to believe in God, then yes, I would pick this church.
啊, 感谢主啦, 后来他信主啊, 非常热心啊, 一个老弟兄, 香港来的。
Thank God this client who was originally from Shanghai eventually came and believed.
啊, 真的有的人啊, 进到教会, 他有一些, 啊, 不一样的动机。
And then there are some people who come to church out of other motivations.
因为他本身有一些事业, 啊, 所以是不是可以在教会里面找到一些客户?
Because they perhaps have a business and they're looking for clientele within the church.
啊, 或者是有一些啊, 让他得益处的一些机会。
Or to seek some opportunities in church.
但是我们要知道啊, 在教会里面啊, 我们不是追求这种现实今生的利益。
But we must know that within church, we are not pursuing after the worldly gains.
啊, 不是追求这个物质上的一种满足。
That we are not seeking after physical comforts.
我们所追求的是那个属灵的福气。
But rather, we are seeking for the glory that is spiritual. 让我们知道说啊,
这个物质上啊, 啊, 的需要, 基本的需要, 我们知道神会看顾。
We know that God will take care of our physical needs.
所以保罗在这里讲到说啊, 我们没有带什么到世界来, 我们将来也没有办法带走。
And so Paul says, we bring nothing into the world, and we can take nothing from it.
啊, 所以有余啊, 有时啊, 我们就要知足来。
So when we have time, we must make use of it.
保罗说, 哎, 主耶稣说啊, 我们不必为吃什么, 穿什么忧虑。
Paul says that we must not worry about what we will eat or what we will wear.
因为神造我们的身体, 知道我们要穿衣服。
Because God knows the needs of our body and that we must be clothed.
神给我们生命, 知道我们要维持生命, 我们必须要饮食。
And God knows that in order to remain alive, we must eat.
所以我们主要敬畏神, 我们生活当中所需要的, 神会看顾, 神会赏赐。
So as long as we are devout towards God, God will give us what we need for
our lives. 所以我们不必为着生活当中的需要, 而来忧虑。
And so we should not need to worry about the needs of our
lives. 当然这个不是叫我们不要做工啊。
And however, this is not to tell us that we should not work.
因为诸般的殷勤啊, 都有益处的。
Because there are necessary things to be gained from working.
我们尽我们本分, 做我们该做的工作。
We should do our utmost to perform our duties.
然后可以把我们的生活的忧虑啊, 就卸给神, 交托给神。
And we should then entrust our worries to God.
啊, 神会看顾我们的生活。
And God will look after our lives.
啊, 但是我们要有一种满足啊, 还能够知足的心。
But we must also know to be content.
啊, 这个满足啊, 不是, 啊, 追求那个奢华的生活。
Now this content attitude is not one that seeks after gain.
而是对我们基本的生活需要啊, 我们就感到满足了。
But rather it is contentment with the basic things in our lives.
因为我们基本生活上的需要, 啊, 这个是神会看顾, 啊, 神会赏赐的。
Because the basic needs of our life are things that God will give us and provide.
所以我们对神要有信心啊, 我们就可以把我们的生活啊, 交托给神。
And so we must have faith towards God and give our worries unto God.
因为我们知道神会顾念我们的。
Because we know that God will look after us.
哇,保罗说啊, 我学会了, 我知道怎么样处丰富, 怎么样处憋切。
And so Paul says, I know how to abound in plentiful and how to
be lacking. 我随处随在, 我都得到了秘诀了。
And that I know what it is like to dwell in poorness and wealth.
啊, 所以不管怎么样的环境啊, 我们都能够过一种知足的生活。
So that no matter what kind of circumstance we're in, we can be content.
一个人如果不能够满足的话, 你再多的财物啊, 你的心灵还是觉得很虚空。
If a person does not know how to be content, no matter how much he amasses in wealth, he will not be content.
所以有一本书说啊, 非常的贫穷啊, 穷到只剩下钱啊。
So there is a book that is written about how to be poor until all you have left is God.
因为钱虽然很多啊, 但是你心灵没有满足啊。
Because even though you may have a lot of money, but you may not be content in
heart.
No matter how much money you have, you will be poor on the inside.
啊，所以真正的富足啊，就是你以神所有的为你的满足，为你的喜乐。
So true wealth is having what God has given you.
啊，这才是最富足的人呢。
Now this is the most wealthy person.
啊，这就是我们追求的努力的一种目标。
And this is what we pursue after.
我们看箴言的三十章。
Let us take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter
第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 30 verse 8.
箴言三十章啊，第八节。
Oh, sorry, Proverbs chapter 30 verse 8.
三十章第八节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 8.
说求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，是给我需用的饮食。啊，这个是一个古圣徒叫做雅古尔的祷告。
This is the prayer of a man named Agur.
啊，雅古尔虽然很谦卑啊，说他们缺少智慧。
Even though Agur is very humble in saying he lacks wisdom.
但是我们看到他写的东西啊，常常都很多人呢 来思想诵读啊。
But yet his words have been studied extensively.
那在这里讲到说啊，他向神祷告。
Here says that Agur prayed towards the Lord.
说神啊，你不必让我太富足。
Saying that you do not need to give me too much.
因为我怕说我太富足了以后啊，有很多财物我就靠财物，不晓得依靠神啊。
Because if I have too much, then I will not know to rely on you.
啊，因为太富足了，就说神是谁啊，我都不认识了。
And if I'm too rich, then I will ask, who is God? I do not know.
他说有时候啊，太贫穷了啊，为着生活啊，还要去啊夺取人家的一些东西啊，去偷窃啊，就得罪神了。
But yet, if I'm poor, then I will have to steal from people.
所以他说，神啊，你不必让我太物质，但是也不要让我太贫穷。
So he asks God to not let him be too rich nor too poor.
啊，是给我生活当中所需用的。
But rather to give him what his daily need is.
啊，能够让我啊在安定满足当中啊啊来享受神的恩典。
So that he can be content and be able to feel the grace of God.
啊，就是在基本的生活当中啊啊能够有神的供应，那我们就满足了。
And so, as long as we have what God has given us in our daily life, we can.
所以说，我们不要。贪心啊，贪恋钱财。
So we must not be greedy after riches.
我们看回来提摩太前书第六章。
Let us turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse
9. 提摩太前书六章第九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
说那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗。按许多无诸有害的私欲里、啊、叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。第十节
Verse 10,
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。这里讲到这个贪财是万恶之根啊，
Here it says that the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
啊，这个贪财这里讲两个，一个就是想要急事发财。
Here, one type of greed is the love of much money.
啊，所以有时候就用一些不法的手段啊，去得到一些财富。
And so, one may use a lot of, illicit means to gain this riches.
啊，结果让自己啊陷到那个网罗败坏之中啊，啊，最后就丧掉生命。
Which will allow one to enter into ruin and destruction.
所以有人说啊，人为财死啊，啊，鸟为食亡啊，鸟啊为着找食物啊，啊，死掉了。
And so some people may be trampled over, some say, but the birds, they will fall out of the sky.
有的人啊，为着贪财啊，啊，陷入那个网罗里面啊，啊，最后没有办法自拔，啊，最后丧掉自己的生命。
Because some people, they might fall into a hole of debt and they commit suicide.
所以很多的罪恶啊，就是因为贪财引起的。
And so a lot of sins and evil are caused by greed.
所有的因为贪恋钱财啊，啊自己就离开了真道，啊最后的结果就被很多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
Because some people have greeded after money, so they are pierced by what they have gained.
所以圣经里面也有一些实际的例子。
And there are many examples in the Bible.
亚干因为贪爱钱财啊，啊最后啊受连累，啊他后来被用石头把他打死掉了。Because
Achan lusted after money, but in the end he was stoned to death.
基亚西啊为着贪恋钱财啊，后来长大嘛哦。基亚西，就以利沙的仆人啊。The
servant of Elisha, because he lusted after money, so he met his downfall.
还有犹大为着30块钱呢，就把主耶稣就卖掉了。And
also Judas, because of 30 pieces of silver, sold Jesus.
最后啊，良心驻足啊，上吊自杀了。And
because his conscience rebuked him, he ended up committing suicide.
所以我们看到这个社会上有很多啊，为着贪恋钱财啊，产生很多不好的后果。
And so we see that there are many negative consequences in this world of seeking after money.
有的做了不适当的投资啊，借钱买股票啊，最后啊钱都亏空了。Many
people make very bad investments and lose all their money.
啊，有的人呢抢夺父母。And
some people rob their fathers and mothers.
在人里面说啊，偷窃父母的，好像自己认为没有罪。
And Proverbs says that the people who rob their fathers and mothers don't
do that.
But in the eyes of God, they are just like robbers.
作为父母亲有父母亲他的所有权。
The mother and father, they have their rights.
他主动给我们的，我们感激。
What they give us, we should be content with.
但是我们不能够偷窃他的，或者用不好的方法把他的财富变成你的财富。
But we must not steal or use illicit means to gain anything from
fathers
and mothers. This is wrong.
兄弟之间啊，不要为着争财产呐，哎，好像仇人一样。
And brothers should not dispute like enemies when it comes to the distribution of wealth.
有的因为财务的关系啊，亲人好像仇人呐，啊，甚至有的彼此相杀。
Because of wealth. Many brothers have been vicious towards one another.
保罗说这都是末世的现象。And
Paul says that these are all signs of the end of age.
人啊，贪恋钱财啊，但是没有亲情。People
will be greedy for money, but will not have any sibling relationships.
所以圣经提醒我们说啊，贪爱钱财的不会因为得到钱财而得到满足。
And so God says, those who greed after money will not be content from it.
急速发财的，他的财富未来会消耗掉，啊，他最后会被说谎。
That is, even if he is to gain great riches, they will all be lost.
所以求神让我们能够有一个敬虔的心呐，啊，加上知足。
So may God give us a heart of content, a heart of godliness with contentment.
那我们就是一个最富足的人呐。
And then we can become the most wealthy.
我们来唱诗155首。
Let us sing hymn 155.
155.
155.